In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
These Beatitudes are well known. But as with most well-known passages of Scripture, they are also misunderstood. Blessedness is a state of being. It's not what you do, but it's what you are. So you cannot make yourself blessed by doing this or refraining from that. Though our emotions are certainly included in this idea of blessedness, happy is far too shallow and a bit trite. It is deeper, more encompassing than just your emotions, your feelings, or even your thought. It's stronger than all of that. It denotes the imperishable, glorious, powerful spiritual body that will be yours in heaven. Then we will be more than happy. We will be more than joyful. We will have peace and joy, comfort and exuberance, a quiet and calm heart overflowing into eternal songs blended with saints and angels. Your heart perfectly aligned with God's. Your will seamlessly united to His. Your body glorious, even as He is glorious. The cares of the body will cease. You will lack nothing but possess everything. The uncertainty of tomorrow will be gone. The present moment, being in the presence of God Himself, is all that will matter. So blessedness is salvation and all that comes with it, and that you will enjoy in the hereafter. So blessedness comes only from God. You can't make yourself blessed. God must bless you. God must make you blessed. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. It does not belong to you. It is God's, and He gives it as a gift. And this is where our flesh wants to misunderstand these Beatitudes. We want the cause of our blessedness to be something that we do, or something that we endure in this life. We want poverty, loss, or tragedy to count for something before God. We had a hard life here, therefore we should have a good life hereafter. Something bad or tragic happened here, therefore we deserve something better hereafter. But a violent death does not grant blessedness. Enduring hardship and tragedy does not make you blessed. Suffering poverty, suffering loss, diseases, does not guarantee a blessed afterlife. We suffer these things because we live in a fallen and cursed world. God owes man nothing. Our hearts go out to those who have to endure such tragedies, but it does not follow that simply because one had a difficult life here, that he is saved in the hereafter. Tragedy is simply a call to repentance and faith, to recognize this is not how God designed his world to be. And without faith, we will suffer a far greater destruction eternally. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. It is from God and a gift that He gives. He makes man blessed. So Jesus does not say, because you are financially poor, you are blessed. Or because you suffered a great loss and mourned, you are blessed. Rather, He says, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is the cause of their blessedness. Blessedness comes because God is giving that kingdom to those who need it. So the Beatitudes are emphasizing the human recipient, not the human actor. God is the actor. God is the one who blesses his saints. God is the one who makes saints. And so one who is blessed is one who has simply received salvation from God. God gives that kingdom of heaven by pouring out his Holy Spirit. It's the only beatitude, the first one, that is in the present tense. All the others, the comfort, the inheritance, the satiety, the being called sons of God or heirs of heaven, all of those are in the future tense. Meaning we will not see them fully until we reach heaven. But the one is in the present tense. We have it right now. The kingdom of heaven is ours right now, and we see it. Thy kingdom come, we pray. And God's kingdom comes when he pours out his Holy Spirit, so that by his grace we believe his holy word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. So blessedness comes because salvation has been given. So when St. John asked, "Sir, you know who this great multitude is. You know who this multitude holding palm branches, clothed in white, crying out to God with a loud voice, you know who they are." The answer was given. These are they who are coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. It is the blood of the Lamb that has cleansed them. It is the blood of the Lamb that has washed them clean, so that they might stand before God holy and righteous on his merits, not on their own. Some endured poverty. Some had great riches. Some had an easy life. Some had a very hard life. Some suffered great tragedy, persecution, and loss, while others were relatively quiet and silent, unknown to us. All were blessed by God. All are saints dwelling with God. So the Beatitudes are not calls for you to do something. The Beatitudes are calls for you to receive something from God. When athletes, public figures, friends, or even family say, "I am so blessed by God," they're usually thinking of the family and the earthly gifts, the opportunities and talents that they have. And that is true. It is from God. And we should thank God. It's just not what Jesus is talking about here. For Jesus, to be blessed is not to have family to lean on. It's not to have a strong chin to be able to get through difficulty. It's not the opportunity to do this or to see that. It's not to have a good, comfortable life surrounded by your loved ones. For Jesus, to be blessed means to have faith. That's it. Whoever has faith is blessed regardless of his earthly situation. And that is why the church has chosen the Beatitudes for All Saints' Day. A saint is one who is blessed by God. That's it. Whether he was a martyr or died of natural causes, whether he suffered persecution or was unknown in history, whether he had a comfortable life or a hard life, whether we call him saint, such as Saint Peter, Saint Monica, Saint Lawrence, or we call them mom, dad, husband, wife, son, daughter, friend or pastor. They are saints because they have been blessed by God. So today we are remembering that God has blessed them. More than that, we are remembering that God is still blessing them. They have what is promised to us. They see what we believe. They enjoy the unimaginable. Blessed are they. They were poor in spirit, and yet they saw their sinful condition. They may have enjoyed great wealth, great riches, but they confessed freely that they deserved none of this. They may have had a peaceful life surrounded by their loved ones, yet they still mourned this fallen world and longed for greater things, hungering and thirsting for the righteousness of Christ and freedom from the curse. So God blessed them. God blessed them by pouring out his word and sacraments on them again and again and again, until finally he ushered them into that kingdom so they see it. We do not. So All Saints Day is not about celebrating the past. It's not about what we were able to do with our loved ones who now rest with God and all the favor that God bestowed on us through them, which is something. But that's not what today is about. Today is about what they enjoy, where they are. We Christians never want to go backwards to a more golden age in our life or to redo some precious moment that we have had in our past. Thank God for it, but do not desire to go backwards. We are pining not for past, but for the future. The Beatitudes were written in present and future. We want the shadows ended. We want the veil lifted. We want faith to turn to sight. We want to hold our palm branches and to join our voice with that innumerable multitude. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. We want to be in heaven. And we will, because we too are blessed by God. We are blessed not with family and friends, not with opportunities and abilities and talents, though that is true. But we are ultimately blessed by God because he has given to us his kingdom in his word and sacraments. So blessed are the saints of God who rest in heaven. And blessed are the saints of God who rest on earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.